This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Still rocking and rolling right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 6:30. Right now, we get ready to go out to the Rude Guest Hotline where we find one of my absolute faves talking all things National Football League and National NFL writer for The Athletic, our pal Mike Jones. You can give him a follow on the X app at By Mike Jones. And make sure you check out his latest piece in The Athletic detailing some potential salary cap cuts for all 32 teams around the NFL. Mike, what's going on, my brother? Appreciate you making some time for me, man.
You there?
Mike, what's going on, brother?
We had a little. Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Had a little bit of a phone technical difficulty, but we got you ready to go now. I appreciate you giving us some time, my friend. We were just reacting to the news that came out of Cincinnati, and now that I'm had some time to react to it, Mike, I'm not as surprised by it. Bengals making it known that they're probably going to franchise tag T. Higgins by 4 o'clock p.m. tomorrow. Your reaction to that, and do you think they ultimately are able to strike a long-term deal?
I'm not really surprised about this because when you look at their situation, obviously they want him there. Would they love to do a long-term deal with them? Probably so, but the problem is they also need to get a long-term deal done with Ja'Marr Chase. And that is going to be even more money. So they can franchise tag T. Higgins, get that out of the way, delay the decision on how much they have to pay him, and then focus all their energies on Ja'Marr Chase, who's going to take over, overtake Justin Jefferson as the highest paid wide receiver in the game, probably about $36 million a year, something like that. Jefferson got 35, so Ja'Marr Chase will bump a little bit higher than that. So being able to franchise tag T. Higgins, hold on to him for another year, $26 million, is actually, pretty cheap for
a star
receiver, for a star receiver, right? Because he is basically, he had 10 touchdown catches in only 12 games last year because he had some injuries. So yeah. He is, and almost had 1,000 yards. So he's a highly productive player. 26 is a pretty good bargain, and then they'll be able to have the money to take care of Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see his injury history, Mike. If he was to hit the open market, how much do you think that would impact the way teams view him? 10 games missed in the past 2 years. Really, it's more than that because there were a couple that he was active for and tried to gut through where he couldn't really do much. Do you think teams are looking at his injury history as something that's a potential deterrent here?
No, I don't think so. And I think that the Bengals know that teams would be interested in him, and that's why they're franchising him. Yeah. So that way they don't have to worry about losing well in the open market. Now, they could also get some inquiries from teams, but having put that tag on them, they're guaranteed that, okay, you've got to give us, a first-round pick or a second and a third or something like that. We won't lose him for nothing. So I think that they know that there would be teams interested in him, and that's why they're tagging him rather than just saying, okay, we'll try to work out another deal.
Mike, hear me out for a second here, my friend. Washington obviously wins 12 no. games last year. makes their way. Well, damn, brother. But no, obviously, you know, Commanders make it to the NFC Championship game last year. You've got Jaden Daniels on a rookie contract. Mike, how aggressive should they be in trying to acquire a number two wide receiver? I know that, you know, you want to maximize JD5's time on that rookie deal and you want to be aggressive, but I look at the other holes across the roster and I look at a quarterback like Daniels that makes everyone better around him. I don't necessarily think you need two number ones. That's why I'm not in on T. Higgins, but if you were Washington, I guess, how would you be trying to address wide receiver here?
I would go into the draft. I thought you were trying to say, you know, I should have given you some time. You know, I thought you were saying, should they go after him? You know, the old days, they would have, you know, with Dan Snyder trying to play fantasy football. I am not a fan of giving up, you know, a first or second round pick for a wide receiver, even though he is talented, because you can go into the draft and get a good number two wide receiver in the second round. You know, use your first round. You know, you need help on your offensive line. You also need a pass rusher. But, you know, you should still be able to get a quality wide receiver in the second round, even the third round maybe. You know, they definitely have to come out of this draft with another guy to go opposite of Terry McLaurin. But I think that they can get that work done in the draft.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That's normally, Mike, how I would address wide receiver. I think they grow on trees, and to me it's much better to go out in the draft and get 5 years of control for a guy. But with Washington picking at the back end of the first round, we're going to discuss this a little bit later on in the show. I'm starting to lean towards the trade back at this point. If they go free agent veteran route, you wrote about Cooper Kupp earlier today. How likely is it, Mike, that he gets cut if the Rams can't find a trade partner? And do you anticipate them finding a trade partner?
You know, they basically don't have a whole lot of leverage. But I guess if you have two teams that are competing and you're worried about losing out on him to somebody else, then you would, trade for him. But I think that, you know, this is a guy who, yes, he's been very productive, but also he's coming off of injuries. He's had injuries the last several seasons. You know, it's going to be interesting. I think they're going to wind up having to cut him. But again, you never know if, say, you know, there's a team in the division who wants him and their divisional rival also wants him, then boom, you go ahead and get a deal done so that way you don't have to get into a bidding war.
Joined right now by national NFL writer for The Athletic, Mike Jones. You can give him a follow on the X app at By Mike Jones. I want to keep things in the NFC East for a second. Looking at the way Philadelphia went out and won, they dominated in the trenches. I give a lot of credit, Mike, to Howie Roseman. I consider him not just the best exec in the NFL, Mike, but maybe in all of professional sports. One thing I didn't necessarily realize is the crucial time frame after they lost in the Super Bowl the first time and then what they were able to do that offseason leading up to the next year. They got Jalen Hurts signed to a contract extension, and looking at the current quarterback market, seems like it's a pretty friendly extension. Do you look at that as the reason as to why Philadelphia has been able to supplement their roster the way that they have? Because the last 2 years, Mike, I've long felt like they're the best roster 1 through 53 in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, they've made some smart moves as far as signing guys to extensions and things like that, but they've also drafted really, really well.
Yeah.
When you think about their offensive line, their defensive line, their secondary, I mean, even, you know, Jalen Hurts, you know, second-round pick, you know, takes to a Super Bowl. You know, they've really hit on their draft picks. They've got stars on every level. They've got multiple game records in the trenches on the defensive side of the ball, those Georgia boys that they've drafted. So, yeah, you know, being able to re-sign your own guys helps, but they really are a homegrown talent. Obviously, A.J. Brown was the guy they acquired by trade. Zach Bond was the guy that they got. You know, he was, you know, had been with the Saints. But a lot of their real difference maker guys are guys that they drafted and developed. And that's what you want. And it's just pretty impressive because they have, you know, those pieces that they've gotten in the trenches, you know, running back, obviously, with Saquon Barkley, but Devontae Smith is a draft pick, Dallas Goedert's a draft pick, you know, Cooper DeJean, you know, Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, they just have a lot of guys, homegrown talent, on, you know, both sides of the ball, and that's why they've been successful.
Yeah, it feels like each and every year they're making major investments in the trenches later in the draft, and they're all starting to come to fruition here. Franchise tag is able to be applied tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Want to run through a couple of names and get your thoughts on whether or not they get the tag or not. Sam Darnold in Minnesota with the Vikings. What do you see happening with him?
I think that that's one that's probably going to wind up getting tagged because, look, they did draft J.J. McCarthy, but he's coming off of injury. You don't know exactly where he's going to be developmental-wise, recovery-wise. You don't want to lose Sam Darnold because there's not a lot of difference-maker quarterbacks that are going to be on the free agent market, and it's not a deep draft for quarterback. So I think that they wind up tagging him. They have him for one more year, but they can, you know, continue to build on what they had last year and then see what happens with J.J. McCarthy after that.
So I got to look and check real quick. That franchise tag number would be $41 million. Do you think he'd be able to command that on the open market or no?
I don't know about $41 million. You know, it'll probably be a little bit less than that because, you know, it was one year. But, you know, and then, you know, the way he looked in the playoffs, that probably hurt him a little bit. But a multi-year deal, somebody, you know, would still be able to, you know, he would be able to command handsome money. But for one year of having him to you know, kind of be that bridge, that'd be $41 million well spent for the Vikings.
And then two offensive linemen in the AFC that I've got my eyes on, Ronnie Stanley of the Baltimore Ravens and then Trey Smith, the guard in Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't think either one of those wind up getting franchised. Okay. You know, when you look at that figure for an offensive lineman, I think it's like $25 million, you know, that they're looking at there. And I think that that's, you know, I know the Chiefs, they don't have a whole lot of cap space, and they have, you know, multiple needs along their line. And they have to continue to find some skill position players. They'll probably draft, but I don't see them, you know, wanting to franchise tag him and dump $25 million into that position there. And I don't think that that Stanley would actually that they'd want to do that either in Baltimore.
Yeah, it's two guys. I look at the Commanders and say, boom! You're looking to add talent along your offensive line. You go and address your needs in the draft, in free agency, and then fill, you know, best player available coming up in the draft. If you can get your hands on either one of those guys, I mean, it'd be a huge coup here for Washington. Looking at some of the quarterbacks that are expected to have new homes coming up this offseason, Aaron Rodgers, the first one that comes to mind, Mike, do you have any sort of inkling as to whether or not he continues his playing career? And if he does, where do you think is, you know, the most ideal landing spot that makes the most sense?
Nobody knows yet, but I just did something late last week on this and, you know, sent a text blast out to a number of guys working in front offices around the league and asked them where the best spot for him. And a lot of guys said, I don't see a good fit. Mm. One guy said, the Raiders or retire. Another guy said, best spot, probably the TV booth. And another guy said, why would you blow up your team culture for a maniac? So there is not a whole lot of strong feelings that Aaron Rodgers would be a difference maker. A lot of the teams that need quarterbacks are not close to contending. And, you know, maybe the one guy said the Raiders are retire. I can kind of see the Raiders making some sense. They've got a quality young offensive line. You've got Brock Bowers. You've got Jacoby Myers, who had 1,000 yards receiving. And you've got Pete Carroll. You know, they're trying to change the culture there. Mm-hmm. And they want to, you know, make a bit of a splash. They're in a tough division. So Aaron Rodgers would be able to come in there, you know, and you would think, you know, help give them a jolt. But, again, how bought in is he? Is he going to be more of a distraction? It seemed like it was every week there was something. There wasn't a lot of accountability. There wasn't a lot of, you know, just football.
He didn't play very well either, Mike.
Right, and he didn't play great. So it's like, okay, is it really worth it to take this on and roll the dice for a guy that, he's probably on the downside? So I don't see a lot of spots that really make a lot of sense for him.
Yeah, some teams are going to feel like the juice is not worth the squeeze with A'Ron. It's crazy thinking about him, man. As a 27-year-old, he was kind of like the quarterback that I grew up saying, yeah, first ballot Hall of Famer. I still think he's that. But to watch his career kind of decline the way that it has been sad. Two quick ones for you before we let you go, Mike. Looking at Myles Garrett and that situation in Cleveland with the Browns, I saw a report floating around the internet that maybe the Browns could entice the team to take on Deshaun Watson's contract as well. Knowing what you know about cap in the NFL, how would that work?
Yeah, I saw that too, and that's absolutely crazy. Why would you want to take on $92 million in cap?
Could you spread it out, though, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could, you know, do some reworking, but he's not worth it.
Yeah,
I don't see that anybody would be that desperate for Myles Garrett, as great as he is, that you would take on that disaster of a contract with Deshaun Watson. You know, I read that, and I read it three times just trying to be like, did I get this right? You know, and that was just speculation.
For sure, yeah.
I don't see anybody being willing to do that. It's just that's no.
Do you think the Browns play hardball with this when it comes to Myles Garrett? Because Andrew Berry's been pretty adamant that, hey, I don't want to move him, but we know GMs always take the stance when the star requests a trade. How long do you see this playing out?
Yeah, I think that it is going to be something that they really, you know, kind of dig in, and they are not going to want to pull the trigger on this unless it is a phenomenal offer. And, you know, I just don't know, you know, what is that asking price? Is it two first rounds? Is it a first and a second? Is it a first and third? You know, we'll see. But I do think that they're going to try to drag this thing out and maybe try to massage things and see if they can convince him to come back, because they feel like, look, we got to the playoffs with Joe Flacco.
We still have
a quality roster.
Yeah.
We just got to figure out our quarterback situation here. We got the number, you know, top three pick. You know, maybe we don't have to totally take a stick of dynamite to this thing.
It's going to be interesting to see, man. Mike, I appreciate you making some time as always, my friend. We will talk to you throughout the offseason, my man.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
That is Mike Jones, one of the absolute best, talking all things NFL. Give him a follow on the X app, at @ByMikeJones. Make sure you check out his work in The Athletic. I want to address something that's been said on Twitter. I was wrong earlier. Max, confirm my thoughts, though. Shortly after the Super Bowl loss, didn't DeAndre Hopkins like tweet that he was done and retiring?
I didn't see anything that had mentioned that, but I wasn't sure if I had missed anything.
Several of you have tweeted at me, and I appreciate you, you know, keeping us right here on the fan, because I didn't know. You know, I'm on top of everything. I genuinely thought I wasn't being funny. Someone tweeted at me. It was like, you're trolling the guy. I was like, no, I was being serious. I could have swore. And I read an article while we were talking to Mike. He deleted the tweet. So he did say that he was hanging up. He deleted the tweet and then put out another tweet. This was 4 days ago, saying that, yeah, I don't know what you heard, but I am coming back. His fit here in Washington is interesting. I would think he wants to go back to Kansas City, but he had some pretty big years under Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona with the Cardinals. So I don't know whether or not D-Hop would be interested in coming to D.C. He's the type of veteran, though, like, that does everything the right way. I think they would welcome him with open arms in that locker room.
You'd hope.
Yeah, his first year with Arizona was his best year. Damn. 160 targets. Cliff, if you can scheme up 160 targets for D-Hop, can we get Terry over 100 targets for the year? Good God almighty. D-Hop in 2020 had 160 targets, turned that into 115 catches, 1,400 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Golly. Whenever I bring out the good God almighty, it must be something.
Yeah.
That was wild. Now I'm going and looking at Terry in his stats throughout his career. There's no way. Terry only got 117 targets this past year, and they schemed up 160. That's that head coach, Cliff, man. It's different. It's different. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. As we finish out the 4 o'clock hour, a couple of different things I want to look at. We mentioned the franchise tag window opens up tomorrow. Which NFL free agent are you hoping doesn't get tagged so they can join the Commanders potentially? And then we'll look at the Commanders roster as they get geared up for this pivotal offseason. Some potential salary cap casualties. We'll go through that as well as we take you up to 6:30 right here on The Fan. Big thank
you. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to National NFL reporter Mike Jones for joining the program. If you missed any of that conversation, download the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature. Go back to the top of the 4 o'clock hour to hear myself and Mike Jones dish on the Washington Commanders. We dished on a couple of quarterback destinations here in the NFL offseason. We also talked about trade possibilities for wide receiver T. Higgins as well as defensive end Myles Garrett. We'll talk a little bit more about Myles Garrett as we roll throughout the show here. A couple of housekeeping notes here before we get to 5 o'clock. We'll start talking about the NFL draft coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I know that definitely excites a lot of people out there. And here's the other thing, right? Because the Commanders advanced to the NFC title game, the offseason is a hell of a lot shorter than I remember it being. You realize the combine is next week?
It's what?
The combine is next week.
It's next week? Are you serious?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
What day is it?
It's crazy. So I think it begins the 24th.
Wow.
But it goes to the point I just made. Washington advanced further than they've ever advanced in either of our lifetimes. And now the offseason feel like it doesn't even exist.
Yeah, it's kind of going by in a blink. It's weird, like, getting out. Because, like, the Super Bowl and all that, it was hard for me. Yeah, just a little. Because I hate the Eagles so much. And just.
I now hate the Eagles more than. They're probably my most hated sports team.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They've been my most hated sports team for a while. Since we beat the Penguins in, like, 2018.
Yeah.
Because that was right when, like, the Foles thing happened.
Getting over the hump with that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's hard for me to see them happy. It's been hard for me to get over it. But the fact that the combine is next week is
crazy.
Shocking.
Yeah, it's absolutely ludicrous. We'll get you draft coverage coming up here in the following weeks, really starting this week, as we get you geared up for what prospects the Commanders should be interested in. Top of the 5 o'clock hour, we'll begin to think about some questions to think about as we get geared up for NFL draft season, including, do you want the Commanders to stick and pick at number 29 overall? We'll get to that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Right now, we'll look at some potential cap casualties for the Washington Commanders as they look to, you know, potentially increase their salary cap space. Entering free agency, or entering the start of the league year, I guess, Washington with the third most cap space in the National Football League at right around $74 million. And I'm in real time looking this up because I want to make sure I get the numbers exactly right.
It sounds right.
The salary cap tracker via SpotTrack. Commanders with the third most cap space in the National Football League at $79 million to spend. Now, here's the thing about the 79 mil, right? As Max is in there rubbing his hands together like the Birdman gif. the thing about the 79 million is when you have 29 unrestricted free agents, that number is not realistic. So let's just be real about what type of money Washington ultimately is going to have. Because I look at their unrestricted free agents, and a good amount of them are probably going to get re-signed because I think they're a fan of a lot of these guys that are UFAs. Like we've talked about ad nauseum throughout the offseason, Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Tressway is a free agent, which is also interesting to me.
A little scary to me. I'd like to keep him around.
Yeah.
Just in terms of fan stuff, you know?
Yeah, he's great. Big fan of the station, too. Always joins Grant and Danny. Joins our pal Chris Russell pretty often as well over on the Team 980. But looking at Washington's 29 unrestricted free agents, Bobby Wagner, you assume he gets re-signed. When it comes to SpotTrack and what Bobby Wagner is going to command on the open market, this past year he got an incentive-laden deal that got up to $8 million. It was $6.5 million base salary for him this past year. I would have to think that he doesn't cost you too much more than that this time around, right?
I think you could run it back.
Technically, it's 1 year, $8.5 million deal, $2 million signing bonus, $6 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Do you run that deal back?
Absolutely.
Do you maybe get him to $7.5 million and 1 year, $9.5 million? So let's just play the salary cap game here. If you do that, if Bobby Wagner gets signed to a $6 million deal, let's just say again, $7 million deal, you all of a sudden, if you are the Commanders, go from $79 million in cap space to $72 million in cap space that quickly. So I'm not going to go through every free agent here, but
I mean, realistically, like, what do you think?
At the end of,
like, 45, 50, maybe less?
If you drop down that much, then that means you gave out too much money.
Yeah.
I would say, I think the guy that commands.
Still
the,
a lot of guys UFAs.
Well, and that's the thing. You got to field a roster here.
Yeah.
Going into free agency. I would say that the guy that I think commands the most money is Jeremy Chinn.
Not Fowler?
No. I think Chinn, as far as the guys that are going to re-sign.
Yeah, okay.
The guy that eats up the most of that cap space, I would say, is Jeremy Chinn.
Sure.
I expect him to get somewhere between $8 and $10 million annually. The safety market, as we know it, very saturated. You're not getting the type of contracts that you were getting before.
Mm-hmm.
But you sign Jeremy Chinn. Let's just say you give Jeremy Chinn $8 million. That's now $16 million gone. You go from 79 to 63 that quick. And then you're still cooking with gas with $63 million to spend. Terry McLaurin gets a contract extension this summer. I don't know, maybe if that relieves cap space for you on this year, if you could push his money down. The John Allen thing is what gets interesting here as far as cap casualties and how you create space. If you part ways with John Allen, and I want to make sure I get this absolutely correct. If you part ways with John Allen, I think the Commanders are set to get somewhere in between $12 and $17 million of cap relief. That would be big, wouldn't it? I feel like everybody would take a free $12 to $17 million. That's two or three players potentially, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting, man. He is the guy that I look at as the most likely cap casualty for the Commanders. I wouldn't even say the most likely. The most likely I would probably have to say is Andrew Wiley. Andrew Wiley, Brian Robinson, a couple other guys that potentially could be cap casualties. The one thing that I want Commanders fans to understand, and I guess this is a big picture thought when it comes to cap casualties and this roster in particular, more likely than not that both John and Deron are back than one of the other not being back.
I would love to be able to trade Deron. Just because of how much dead cap money is on that contract?
Yeah.
That's just a ton of money.
It's just tough. It depends on what type of capital you get in return. If you're Washington, though, or another team throughout the league, this D-tackle class is rich.
It's so loaded.
In the NFL draft. So I think the value of John and Deron drop.
Every big guy on Ohio State, I would bring them in.
You know who's not like the sexy guy at OSU that I would really be in on? Jack Sawyer.
Yeah.
My big Jack Sawyer guy. Give me someone that's going to be stout at the point of attack plan to run. Someone that's going to shed blocks, not get too far upfield because he knows he's not a pass rusher. Flood me with stuff like that is what I would say. 1-800-636-1067. A potential cap casualty for the Washington Commanders if you're interested in any, or if you have any, rather. We'll take them at 1-800-636-1067. I was trying to, Max, pull up the big spot track page that shows the team.
Oh, I've got it up.
So, who is the biggest savings on Washington's salary cap? Are you able to see that if they are?
So, percentage-wise, I can break it down. Okay. But there's also, like, dead cap money and all that.
It gets messy. Let's not go that far.
It does.
The biggest cap hit for next year is Deron Payne at $26 million, which is...
Correct.
That makes me want to vomit.
Yes. Yeah, it's... Yeah. Doesn't feel good sitting here looking at that.
Yeah, and his dead cap money, $25.8 million
so
in
much
dead
money.
Cap. But if you trade him, I think you may be able to spread it out maybe throughout 2 years and do it, split it down the middle, but that's a lot. Deron Payne accounting for 9% of the team's salary cap. Terry McLaurin, your second highest cap hit at $25.5 million. John Allen at $22 million is your third highest cap hit.
And that's where things get into.
Yeah, only a $6 million dead cap hit. So you're looking at about $17 million in cap relief if you part ways with Jonathan Allen. I guess that's what we'll gear this discussion at 1-800-636-1067. You're able to get $16 million, $17 million in cap room if you part ways with Jonathan Allen. Would you be willing to do it and under what circumstance? Is it via trade? Is it via cut? Are you keeping Jonathan Allen around? I'll tell you my answer to that coming up on the other side of the break. Stick around as we get into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll start to take a look ahead at the NFL draft and some questions we need to think about entering draft season. But when we come back, Jonathan Allen, if you part ways with him, you get a $16 million cap relief. If you part ways with Marshawn Lattimore, You get an $18 million cap release. Are you bringing back John Allen and Marshawn Lattimore for sure? Your calls and my thoughts on that next. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's the Youngest in Charge on L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 6:30 as we take you on your afternoon drive home. Sitting in for Grant and Danny here on President's Day. I hope you all enjoyed your Valentine's Day weekend. I hope you got some Scorpio babies coming up sooner than you know. But seriously, we're talking all things Washington Commanders right now. Tomorrow is when teams across the NFL can begin franchise tagging players. We got word at about 2:30 when the show first cracked off that T. Higgins is expected to be franchise tagged by the Cincinnati Bengals. What we're talking about right now is as we get geared up for the offseason, everyone sees the amount of cap space that Washington has. They're listed with $79 million in cap space, third most in the National Football League. But when you consider the 29 unrestricted free agents that they have and the potential cap casualties that could happen, that number is bound to change. I want to look at the potential cap casualties here for a second. And I put a poll up at NELL_BTP on the old X app. Which potential Commander cap casualty would you like to see? And I got four different options for you here. You can cut Jonathan Allen and save about $16 million against the cap. You can cut Andrew Wiley and save about $8 million against the cap. Here's the tricky one, Mad Max. You can cut Marshawn Lattimore and save about $18 million towards the cap. And then the last one, you can cut Brian Robinson and save about $3 million. Percy Butler in that same boat as well. Which one of those cap casualties makes the most sense to you, Mad Max?
Interesting. Give me those numbers. I hate to, this is bad
John
radio.
Allen, so John Allen, if you cut him, it's about a $16 million, $17 million cap relief.
Mm-hmm.
You cut Andrew Wiley, you gain about $8 million against the cap. You cut Marshawn Lattimore, you gain about $18 million against the cap. And then Brian Robinson and Percy Butler each get you about $3 million if you part ways with both of those guys.
Man, it's tough. Wiley would be the first one that pops to mind. I know we were just talking about John Allen and all that, but I would like to have John Allen stay, let Deron go, and then on the other side of the ball, like Stanley is definitely an interesting option in Baltimore. If we have him come in, then I could definitely see, because he plays what, left or right?
Left tackle. Rod Stanley would be your left tackle.
He'd be left tackle, and then I mean I know everybody. Every lineman says they're not the same position, but like kick Brandon Coleman inside and then figure it out at right tackle or something like that. We just go from there. That would probably be the way I would do it just because Wiley hasn't blown me away. He's been very serviceable past couple seasons, but I feel like there's a lot more room for improvement there.
Well, last year I don't think he ended up giving up a sack for the entirety of the season. And I continue to say, man, that is hogwash. Playing right tackle for Jaden Daniels is like the easiest job in the NFL. If you get beat, you're not going to give up a sack because he's so damn athletic. It's not like you're playing left tackle for him and he can't see it.
He can't see it. He's seeing right in his face. And,
I
see what you're saying.
The Wiley thing is interesting. Of the guys that I just listed, John Allen is the one that most people seem to be interested in. I'll say this about John Allen, man. To me, it's more likely than not that you bring back both John and Deron than have one of them part ways with you, than you part ways with one of them. I look at if you do move on from John Allen, to me, this draft is flush with defensive tackles. So if you do move on from John Allen, I understand it because there are replacement level guys that are available, but I don't know, man. It gets interesting because I just feel like with John, he played really well when he came back from his pec injury. And maybe it's a situation with John Allen where you cut him and then you're able to re-sign him at a lower price. I don't know. John Allen, to me, I think maybe we don't appreciate him here as much as we should. And I'm going to come to the defense of both the defensive tackles, who I've called bank robbers on the record. Kidding, obviously. Not kidding, but kidding. I think they play better than maybe they get credit for.
And to John's credit, when he came back from the industry, he was, the injury was incredible in the playoffs and down the stretch. So that's why I'm kind of like a little bit more lukewarm on letting him go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to kind of keep him around, especially because he's been through so much around here. It would be nice to get him like another winning season. I'd feel bad. But Deron just makes so much money, dude.
Yeah, Deron's cap hit, man. He's got the highest cap hit on the team next year at $26 million. And you're not getting the bang for your buck with big Deron. I think anybody can see that. Let's go out to the phones, though, man. 1-800-636-1067. Potential Commander cap casualties. You can cut John Allen and save $16 million. You can cut Andrew Wiley and save $8 million. You can cut Lattimore and save $18 million. You can cut B-Rob or Percy Butler and get $3 million apiece. Which cap casualties make the most sense to you? Let's go to Tucker Dan. What's going on, Tucker Dan?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
I think we're gonna cut Andrew Wiley. We can live without him. We definitely gonna need Jonathan Allen to come back. And I think for most of these players, we're just gonna reconstruct their contract. By doing that, we can also save money. We don't necessarily have to cut them. And like you said, this draft class got a lot of defensive tackles. So in the first round, I think that's what they might go for. So those players usually hit. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Tucker Dan, I appreciate you as always, brother. See, here's my thing about going D-tackle at pick number 29, and you're about to segue us perfectly, I might add, in our NFL draft discussion. You just drafted Johnny Newton in the second round. And I'll be real with you. I didn't want Johnny Newton. I still, to this day, don't want Johnny Newton. Nice kid. Can be a serviceable football player for somebody else. I just don't think, I don't know. I don't want to judge him too quickly. His rookie season, he flashed. I got to give the context of, hey, he didn't really practice in training camp because of an injury. And it took him a little while to get going.
Injuries on both feet, might I add.
Injuries on both feet. I just think that, and maybe with a year in the offseason program, he gets much stronger. He just, to me, doesn't have the base to anchor against double teams. You saw him consistently get moved. He wasn't very good against the run.
They said this about early Aaron Donald, too.
Ooh, look at you. Are you
people
saying
forget.
There's a chance?
People forget. That's all I'm saying.
That's all he's saying. All right. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Mo is in Largo. Wants to chime in. What potential Commander cap casualty makes the most sense to you, bro, man?
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Personally, I'd cut Jonathan Allen and Lattimore.
Well, damn, okay. Bro. You try to clear up some money. I feel you.
Yeah, and I already have the replacements. I would focus some resources towards B.J. Hill, the D-tackle coming out of Cincinnati.
Okay.
Fresh off his deal. I think he's like 28 years old, proven playoff production and so forth. And I'd also like to take a shot at Tre'Varius Ward coming out of San Francisco because he doesn't want to go back to San Francisco.
No.
There's a personal factor there,
yep,
with him. So, I mean, those are two legitimate acquisitions. You're saving money. You're bringing in young, proven talent, and you're moving forward. But, personally, I'm willing to let both of them go because I don't believe Lattimore is the answer. I know they think he's hurt or whatever, but from what I saw, it didn't look like he wasn't fast enough to produce out there. It just looked like his technique and so forth was just not sufficient. It wasn't adequate enough to produce the way we needed him to produce to be our number one corner. So, you know, I'm good on him.
I think they
can both grow.
I think it's a fair point. I appreciate the call as always, Mo. Thanks. Yeah, the Lattimore thing is interesting to me because I kind of agree with Mo. If you didn't give up the draft capital you gave up to trade for him, I'd cut his ass.
I mean,
he didn't play very well,
no,
bro. Like, let's just be real.
That's the thing, though. There's a lot on your plate when you're A, moving to a new area, B,
yes,
learning a new defense, C, trying to rehab from an injury that you already had coming in, and then at the same time, like, hamstring injury, he's had hamstring injury
history for a long time.
100%. It takes a while for that thing to, like, fully heal. And at the same time, if your team's being competitive coming down the playoff stretch, you're feeling pressure to play. No,
yeah,
like even
100%.
If the medical training staff is like, don't play until you're ready, You're a football player.
You're a human.
You're not
a dog.
Yeah,
yes.
you know what goes on in that locker room. You know what people say about people who play when, like, they're or who could play.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I want to
see
another.
You don't want to get looked at like you're soft.
Exactly.
In front of your new teammates.
Exactly.
But here's the thing on Lattimore. I think the pass rush, if they actually get one that's consistent, he'd look a hell of a lot better.
Completely
agree.
Because
he wouldn't have to cover for as long. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM at National Harbor Lister Lines. Taking your calls on potential commander cap casualties, you can save $12 million against the cap. Or excuse me, let me rephrase that. You can save $16 million against the cap if you cut Marshawn Lattimore. You can save about $17 million against the cap if you cut John Allen. You can save about $8 million against the cap if you cut Andrew Wiley. Are you looking to part ways with any commander vet in order to gain some more cash? We'll also begin to take a peek ahead at the NFL draft. The scouting combine, shocker, is next week. We'll begin to look ahead at the NFL draft coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.